here we go, week 5 on the rundown, although we could call this the run up as we look ahead to all the games coming up this weekend in the NFL. And let's start things off with a little Thursday night football. The New England Patriots 2-2 taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 2-1, the worst defense in the league at the moment, the New England Patriots. But Tom Brady has the most passing yards this season, 10 touchdowns, no interceptions, one of the best offenses in the league, led by arguably the best quarterback. Brady can tie the NFL record of 186 regular season wins. Of course, Brett Favre and Peyton Manning both on 186 as well. With a victory this Thursday night, you just get the feeling that the Patriots offense is going to beat down on this Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense that is just a little weak at the moment in terms of injuries. They will have Gerald McCoy back on the D-line, though. Of course, Kendall Beckwith, the rookie with 22 tackles, has been superb. They're missing TJ Ward, though, and Brent Grimes, Quan Alexander as well, out from that Tampa Bay D. Jameis Winston coming off a hot hand last week, 3 touchdowns against the Giants. Doug Martin returning as well in the backfield. Jaquizz Rodgers had a solid start to the season, averaging around about 4.1 yards per carry, but you just get the feeling that the Bucs are going to fall short in this one against New England. Let's have a look then to the Sunday games. We start things off with the Buffalo Bills taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bills with that big win against Atlanta last weekend in Atlanta. Tyrod Taylor has certainly been really setting some teams alight this season in terms of his mobility on with the ball and throwing downfield. Stephen Hauschka, a big kicking week last week, a 55-yarder and a 56-yarder going 3-3. LeSean McCoy with 108 yards from scrimmage as well last week against Atlanta. They will, though, be without Jordan Matthews, the man brought in from Philadelphia. Has not had a big start to the season, though, it's fair to say. Charles Clay is likely to play. He had a big week last week, and his knee injury isn't going to keep him out, you feel, of this one against the Cincinnati Bengals, who are 1-3. Of course, had their first win of the season against Cleveland on the road. Andy Dalton, 4 touchdown passes last week. We're still waiting on Joe Mixon to have that breakout game at running back. The rookie who's been sharing the load at the moment, Gio Bernard, with that 61-yard touchdown catch last weekend. Still needs to kickstart his season in terms of running the ball. And they've had 8 turnovers this season as well. The Bengals killing themselves at the moment in the giveaway takeaway column. 3 takeaways, 8 giveaways so far this year. But with Dalton getting back to his feet, could be an interesting one against a Bills defense that has really come to the forefront in the NFL this year. They were very good at shutting down Matt Ryan last weekend. Big pick in the fourth quarter. Had a big fumble return as well. Be interesting to see how the Bills do against a Bengals offense that might just be a little bit buoyed by their performance last weekend. The New York Jets take on the Cleveland Browns. These two were meant to be the two that were going to be fighting out for last place in the NFL this season, although the Browns were picked perhaps to have more of that improving off rebuilding years sort of season. The New York Jets, though, 2-2. The Browns are the ones that are 0-4. The Jets, of course, had their big overtime victory against Jacksonville last weekend. Josh McCown started 11 games in Cleveland as a quarterback between the 2015 and 16 seasons. And you have to say, he's been pretty decent to start the campaign. Relatively solid. Does still make a number of mistakes too often, though. He's had some quiet games in the first 4, but a couple of okay ones too. Bilal Powell had 163 yards on the ground against Jacksonville. That hotly touted Jacksonville defense that still got 5 sacks on McCown last weekend. Matt Forte's absence, though, won't be too much of a worry if Bilal Powell can continue to carry the load. Forte, a week-to-week absence on the Jets at the moment. Jamal Adams, the rookie safety as well, looking absolutely stellar. And the Jets defense that is still able to cause some trouble up front. The Browns, there's no penetration with their pass rush at the moment. They need to get Myles Garrett, the first round, first pick of last summer's draft. And he needs to come in ASAP, really. DeShone Kizer, after having really nice mobility against the Steelers on the opening weekend of the season, is just getting worse and worse, and he doesn't get any help. People were quite hot on him to start the year of how he could improve the Browns' offense. Not been the case, though, so far this season. Doesn't really have any receivers. They don't have a run game in any way, shape, or form. Kenny Britt questionable for this one. No Danny Shelton on the D-line as well. Of course, they're missing Corey Coleman, their young stellar wide receiver, who for the second season in a row has had a costly hand injury, keeping him out after a good start in the opening week or so. So the Browns, you get the feeling they're going to get beaten on at home against the Jets. The Carolina Panthers coming off their big victory in Foxborough against the Patriots. They head to the Detroit Lions. Both these two 3-1, and all the talk, of course, is going to be about Cam Newton and his controversial comments that came on Wednesday after a female reporter spoke to him about route running. and Devin Funchess enjoying the physicality of the routes that he's on at the moment. And Cam replying, saying it's funny to hear a woman talking about routes. Not smart words. We can put that in another list of another episode, of stupid things that pro athletes say that they should never say. Cam Newton's comments on Wednesday, and he needs to get back to doing his talking on the pitch with the football rather than trying to make jokes being too offensive, too misogynistic up on the podium at the press conferences. He did throw 3 touchdowns last week, and that's why everybody was buzzing about Cam looking back to his best Ram one in as well. Got going really for the first time this season. And the defense is still strong in Carolina as well. Kelvin Benjamin had a big game last week. He will be questionable for this, but expect him to play. The Lions, Amir Abdullah, finally giving them a bit of a run game this season. Of course, almost had 100 yards on the Minnesota Vikings in that 14-7 victory last weekend. 94 on the ground for Abdullah. No passing touchdowns for Matt Stafford last week. The defense is looking pretty good. 2 sacks for Anthony Zettel. 3 forced fumbles as well against the Vikings last weekend. All of them recovered too. There's a number of week-to-weeks though for them. Abdullah's got a knee problem. Jared Davis, the linebacker with concussion as well. Those could be the big costly losses going into this Panthers game, although Abdullah is the one who is expected to play. Davis, a bit more of a week-to-week decision for the Lions. This one I really like in terms of two very offensive sides going forward and trying to tear each other up. And I think that Panthers defense is just going to be a little too strong for the Lions. And it'll be interesting to see if Jim Caldwell can react to that on the move, the Detroit Lions coach. But expect the Panthers to go into Detroit and come away with a victory. Another 0-14, the San Francisco 49ers taking on a struggling Indianapolis Colts, who are 1-3. Of course, lost big in the second half to Seattle on Sunday night, the Colts. They are expecting Andrew Luck, by all reports this weekend, to be back perhaps by next week, which would be huge for the Colts. If they can get a win against San Francisco, go 2-3, they're still in the division if they get Andrew Luck back next weekend. If they have to carry on with Jacoby Brissett a little longer, it's going to be very tough for them. Of course, Frank Gore, their main running back, he just needs 4 yards on the ground this weekend to pass Eric Dickerson on the all-time rushing yards list. One to watch out for there in Indianapolis. San Francisco is just struggling all the time. Carlos Hyde's questionable for this weekend. Marcus Goodwin, a week-to-week decision with concussion, the wide receiver. Matt Breida is likely to play despite an ankle injury. It's just been a really tough start for Kyle Shanahan at San Francisco offense, and they haven't really had much out of Pierre Garçon either, who came in the offseason expected to be a reliable target for Hoyer. Hasn't been the case in any way, shape or form. Expect the Niners to go 0-5, the Colts to just about get this done if Gore can get the ball moving, although keep an eye on Carlos Hyde. Not a massive start to the season, but you know he always has potential to break one when they need to. Now the Tennessee Titans had that big loss, of course, at Houston, 57-14 last weekend. They meet the Miami Dolphins, 1-2, big loss to the Saints at Wembley in the very early kickoff for the US last weekend. But the Titans without Marcus Mariota. Matt Cassell coming in. He came in last week after Mariota went down with this hamstring injury, threw 2 interceptions and a fumble as well. And it could be really costly if the Titans have to put up with Cassell for too long with Mariota out on the sideline. Defensive back Jonathan Cyprian is still a week to week as well with a hamstring injury. Might be a big opportunity then for the Dolphins. Ndamukong Suh and Co can get some pressure up front on Cassell, shut down the running game with Henry and DeMarco Murray. It could be a really tough afternoon. They just need to get Cutler working out for them. The Dolphins, under the leadership of Jay Cutler, have really struggled to move an offense. They were terrible at Wembley last week. They've got the tools around, and Devontae Parker, of course, Jarvis Landry, the wideouts, Jay Ajayi, who left Wembley in tears last weekend, looking to make up for this one. They do have some big inactives. Potentially, though, Byron Maxwell at DB and Ray Maaluga at linebacker could be missing for the Dolphins' defense. Big plus there for Matt Cassell, that's for sure. Tough one to call this. Both could be very poor sides. Could be a poor game in terms of viewability. I'm going to give the Titans, with their running game, just about able to sneak it past this Miami Dolphins team. The 0-4 Chargers take the 0-4 Giants in New York. Eli Manning getting very little help for a very average quarterback. You know, defense that was much lauded before the start of the season, well, hasn't even got an interception this season, hasn't been able to shut down teams like they'd hoped. They don't have a running game. Rookie Wayne Gallman came in last week, took a few catches, a few balls on the ground as well. Expected to feature a lot more. They think perhaps in New York that they have found a bit of a running back to at least carry the load slightly in Gallman. For Ben McAdoo, of course, taking himself off play calling duties. The LA Chargers, Phillip Rivers trying to carry a team again. Melvin Gordon back to his form of, what, three seasons ago, was it, when he was just struggling to move the ball in any way, shape or form. When you think about the Chargers, Younghoe Koo, who's missed those two game winners in the first 2 weeks of the season, those field goals, they could be 2-2, really, and you'd be looking at them completely differently. They can't close out games and they can't shut out sides either. Not enough to be able to pick up victories. Despite Rivers once more just firing on all cylinders whenever he can, it's tough for him because they rely so much on that passing game. Of course, Tyrell Williams and Keenan Allen, his two main targets. Keenan Allen had a big game last week, 138 receiving yards for the Chargers against the Eagles, did Allen. But yeah, you've just got to probably give this one to the Giants on home soil, haven't you? The Arizona Cardinals, they had their overtime loss to the San Francisco 49ers. Of course, Larry Fitzgerald tied for third in receptions this season. They have such a big reliance on him as a safe pair of hands, particularly with David Johnson out, still injured, and of course going to be out for the season. Carson Palmer is quite old now. He's getting hurried a lot. He's getting hassled a lot in the pocket and doesn't really have the mobility and doesn't have the strength and stamina perhaps to carry on. The Cardinals, maybe 3 years ago this side goes a little deeper, but they're 2-2 at the moment to start the season. They have a tough one against the Philadelphia Eagles. They've got that reliance on Zach Ertz, the tight end. He and Wentz have got a lovely hookup. Alshon Jeffrey has started to get touchdowns, two in his last three now. Wendell Smallwood and LeGarrette Blount moved the ball well on that Chargers defense last weekend. Of course, Sproles out for the season now. Fletcher Cox, a week-to-week injury for him, could be costly if he can't get back. Smallwood as well, uncertain to play. JJ Nelson for the Cardinals likely to play, as is John Brown, the two receivers. DJ Humphreys though joins Mike Iupati as a loss on the O-line this weekend. Got to give this one for the Eagles, looking strong to start the season, and Wentz just about doing enough to get things done. That front seven as well could get a lot of pressure on Carson Palmer, and the Cardinals could be in trouble in Philadelphia this weekend. The Jacksonville Jaguars 2-2, of course, with the overtime loss to the Jets, as we touched on earlier, take on the Pittsburgh Steelers, who had a convincing victory against the Baltimore Ravens last weekend. Le'Veon Bell had that big game finally, 144 yards on the ground. Antonio Brown was held up, but has been firing all season so far, apart from last weekend against Baltimore, just 34 receiving yards off four catches for Brown. Expect, though, Big Ben and Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown and Martavius Bryant, of course, the rookie Juju Schuster, who's had two touchdowns in three games. Expect all of that to combine against a Jacksonville Jaguars defense that leads the leagues in sacks. Calais Campbell with 5.5 sacks, second in the league on individual sacks this season. But they're just not going to be able to do enough to stop the Steelers. And the Steelers, of course, an outside shot for a Super Bowl trophy this season and picking up their rings. Of course, Big Ben could get number 3 this year. He'd love to do that, that's for sure. That defense is going to keep the Jaguars in it for a little bit, but they don't have enough with Blake Bortles. So on again, off again, was firing superbly against the Ravens at Wembley, then terrible last week against the Jets. They're going to be missing Marquise Lee, of course, at wide receiver. Michael Bennett out indefinitely on the D-line too. I've got to go with the Steelers on this one before we move into the later games on the Sunday that start with the LA Rams taking on the Seahawks in Los Angeles. The Rams averaging 35 points a game. Todd Gurley with a huge start to the season, second in the NFL in rushing, 362 yards and 234 receiving yards. Jared Goff, 7 touchdowns, just 1 interception. Greg the Leg Zuerlein as well, kicking 7 field goals last week. Got Cooper Kupp, who's a really exciting rookie to watch at the moment, out in Los Angeles. They take on the Seahawks side, who the defense finally got going. 2 defensive touchdowns against a poor Indianapolis Colts side last week. Russell Wilson, 2 touchdown passes, 1 touchdown run for him last week. Jimmy Graham, Doug Baldwin, and CJ Procise should all feature in some way, shape, or form. Lacey and Rules expected to be the tandem, though, at running backs this weekend, as said by Pete Carroll this week. Who gets some more carries? Not sure about that one. Rawls hasn't really featured this year yet. Eddie Lacy, though, can he really be relied on? There could be some big losses on the defense as well. Richard Sherman listed as possible at the moment on Thursday. Cliff Averill as well, a possible. Jeremy Lane, a possible. And Earl Thomas should be fit enough to start. Still a couple of doubts over him, though. This is going to be a really exciting one. Probably the game of the week, I think, in the Sunday games. Now, the Baltimore Ravens 2-2 take on the Oakland Raiders 2-2. Of course, Oakland lost in Denver, and the Raiders will be without Derek Carr. Of course, picked up that back injury, expecting to miss a few weeks at least, maybe 4, maybe 8. I'm unsure at this moment in time. What we do know is that EJ Manuel will be coming in to start. Not one a starting game in the NFL since September 14, when he's had more than 10 passing attempts. Pretty poor on EJ Manuel. History doesn't say much for the Raiders this weekend. Marshawn Lynch held to just 12 yards on the ground against Denver as well. This Baltimore Ravens defense looked really good at the start of the season. It's capitulated in the last couple of weeks, though. Joe Flacco not helping the attack either, with 601 passing yards in total this season. Big unit, tight end Ben Watson with a calf injury is questionable for the weekend at the moment. Are they going to be helped out if Amari Cooper can't start catching balls in? Where has he been this year, Amari Cooper, for the Oakland Raiders? Hardly targeted. Dropped to 3, I think it was, in the end zone in week 1. And now it's all about Crabtree, 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 who returns after missing last week's game against Denver with an injury. So Crabtree will be back in the starting lineup. And expect the Raiders to go 3-2 with EJ Manuel. Yeah, I think just about. Just about. There's a lot of talk from the Oakland Raiders saying that EJ Manuel is in a much better position than he was when he was out in Buffalo. We will see this weekend. The Ravens, though, you just don't trust them with Joe Flacco. Although that Raiders defense isn't great. I'm questioning myself here. I'm going to go with the Raiders, though. I'm going to go with the Oakland Raiders. Green Bay, 3-1. Take on the Dallas Cowboys, 2-2. The Cowboys losing to the Rams. Not able to get it done in the fourth quarter comeback last week. The Green Bay Packers beating, of course, the Bears quite convincingly last week on Thursday Night Football. T.Y. Montgomery could be out this weekend. We're not sure yet. Expect possibly the rookie Aaron Jones to be heavily involved this weekend, although T.Y. Montgomery, with his broken ribs, did still practice on Wednesday. So he might try and feature this weekend. Going to keep a close eye on that one as we get towards Sunday, especially if you've got T.Y. or Aaron Jones in your fantasy teams. Of course, Aaron Rodgers, always an absolutely lethal threat. Has 1,146 passing yards, third in the league, tied for first with 10 touchdown passes so far this season as well, although he does have 3 interceptions, A-Rod. The Cowboys, we need to see a little more out of Zeke Elliott. Dak Prescott, who has been trying to get the offense kind of wheeling and wiling all over the place with his mobility and scrambling movement. Dez Bryant, relatively quiet start to the year, really. Jason Witten, beating him in receiving yards at the moment, 168 for the tight end, averaging 8.8 per reception and 2 touchdowns as well. In Jerry's world, it's not the all-impregnable fortress that it was, of course, with the Rams going there last weekend and the Packers. I expect to do the same and go 4-1. The Cowboys dropped to 2-3. Now, the hottest team in the NFL, unbeaten, the Kansas City Chiefs, take on the Houston Texans on Sunday Night Football. Prime time for Kareem Hunt, who just keeps on going and going and going. He's like the Energizer Bunny, isn't he? Alex Smith looks superb on Monday Night Football as well last week, with his mobility and ability to run on the move and scramble out of the pocket and still hit targets on the run or rush for yards and pick up 10, 11 yards of scramble. Suddenly looking a little bit like Mike Vick. 405 yards a game average for this Kansas City offense, second in the league. Alex Smith, 8 touchdowns, no interceptions so far this season. A great start for him. Of course, Kareem Hunt, 502 yards on the ground. He is set at this point for a 2,000-yard rushing season. If he can keep it up, my oh my, that would be something. 7.4 yards a carry he's averaging. But he takes on Deshaun Watson, the hero from last week. 4 touchdown passes, 1 on the move as well. The rookie quarterback, have the Houston Texans found a franchise quarterback? Of course, put up a record, franchise record setting 57 points against the Titans last weekend, 57-14. They won it. DeAndre Hopkins with a 100-yard receiving game. Lamar Miller getting involved on the ground and through the air, 131 yards in total, 75 rushing, 56, and 2 touchdowns in the air last weekend. Well, 1 rushing, 1 receiving touchdown for Lamar Miller. this Texans offense suddenly has a bit of life, and that defense is all powerful, including Clowney, 3 sacks. Expect JJ Watt to start firing again as well. He's had a quiet start to the season, but he doesn't stay quiet for too long. Now, a quarter of the way through the campaign, Watt going to come out flying big. Just going to go with the Chiefs on this one, though. They are the hot hand in the NFL. How long will they stay unbeaten? Could easily end on Sunday night. And then Monday night, the Vikings take on the Chicago Bears. Mitch Trubisky, the rookie quarterback, set to start for the Bears this weekend, announced early in the week. They take on a Vikings side led by Case Keenum. No Dalvin Cook, of course, out for the season. Now, Jerick McKinnon going to be the main back, along with Latavius Murray. Those two will share the load, you imagine, for the Vikings in Chicago. Stephon Diggs has had a very good couple of weeks so far. He'll need to continue that. Case Keenum, no passing touchdowns this weekend, but had 3 the previous week and 369 yards. Didn't have as big a game last week, Case Keenum. It'll be interesting to see if this Vikings offense that people are expecting to stutter and stumble now without Cook, who's been carrying the load for them, can beat on this Bears defense that hasn't been able to shut anybody out. They were good against Atlanta, but aside from that, not seen enough. And of course, with a rookie quarterback at the helm, they're going to be really relying on Jordan Howard and Tarik Cohen, who have stepped up this season so far with the run game. Jordan Howard in particular had those big rushing touchdowns in their victory over the Steelers this season. They'll need to replicate that and then some this year if the Bears are going to turn around their campaign, though. Expect the Vikings to pick up a win in Soldier Field. That has been the rundown for the games coming up this weekend in the NFL. Remember, TalkSport 2 on Sunday from 5 p.m. NFL Match Day Live. Nat Coombs, Mike Carson taking you until 11 o'clock. Will Gavin, Ollie Hunter and co. taking you through until 4 o'clock in the morning with the late Sunday night game live on TalkSport 2, the Kansas City Chiefs at the Houston Texans, and of course the Jacksonville Jaguars from 6 against the Pittsburgh Steelers, play-by-play also live on TalkSport 2 this weekend. I'll be back next Tuesday to run down all of the games in the NFL from a very busy weekend indeed. Until then, take care. Enjoy the football coming this weekend.